Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Debbie Myers, our guest this half hour. She's one of my favorite people on the planet. She's the home problem solver. She's the queen of HSN. You know her. You see her beautiful face over there all the time. She's going to be back on there in May talking about her... You talking about green bags and green boxes and cake cutters, Debbie? Is that what you'll be talking about?
On May 27th, it's going to be the Debbie Meyer green boxes.
All right. So check that out, folks. Set your DVR and to record all that if you're going to miss it. Debbie, one of the things that I know you think a lot about, and I do too, are people who want to be an entrepreneur, they want to start a business. And in the early days, they don't really know what to do about it. And some people ask good questions. Some people do the homework. But some people think, well, heck, I opened a bank account. I know how to balance a checkbook. That's all you got to do. I know how to buy stuff. What else you got to do, right? Some people actually think that, don't they?
Oh, yes. And I came across quite a few of them again at the International Housewares Show.
Yeah.
Because, frankly... I don't know what it is. There's this mindset that you know, say you have a business, give it a name, do all the things you just said, sit back and wait for people to find you. And I keep on telling people the engraved invitation is not in the mail. They don't, you know, no one is looking for you.
That's right.
You have to let them know you're there.
Well, I tell people opportunity does knock, but it knocks out at the gate out on the street. It doesn't come up in your yard and knock on the door.
That's right.
You got to go out in the street and answer that knock.
Absolutely. And when I think of these people who are telling me, you know, it's basically what they're saying to me. Oh, this, I want to do what you do. You've already learned how to do it. Tell me.
I want to do what you do.
Leap all over my pain. You know, let's leap over the hard work and I want to end up. They want you to introduce them to your high-level context. They want everything.
Yeah.
Essentially. And when they say, well, I want to get to the buyer at, let's say, Macy's. And I say, well, how are you going to do that? Well, I don't know. How can you tell me how to do that? Have you got a phone number?
Do they really ask you that? Do they really ask you to give you the – is that right? Wow.
Well, they ask for my contacts. They ask, do I have a name I can contact?
Wow.
Take them by the shoulders and shake them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like wake up. And I feel on some
earn it. You need to tell them to earn it. You know, tell them to earn it. You need to say, look, there might be people I would give that information to, but it would be people that I know who've earned the right to ask for it. You haven't even earned the right to ask for it, let alone me give it to you.
Listen, one of the most interesting parts of it, well, first of all, is that not every inventor wants to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
You know, and not every entrepreneur.
And they're smart if they know that, right? They're smart if they know that.
They are very smart if they know that. Some of them have no idea that one does not equate to the other necessarily. Mm-hmm. And when people come up with inventions, and like I did this panel where there was a panel of six of us in the industry, and a person would come up with their invention. It was very much a quote-unquote Shark Tank-ish kind of thing.
Right.
And however, we weren't, you know, looking to invest in anything. We were just giving advice and guidance and whatever. And it was fascinating to hear people argue with, you know, leaders in the industry who would try to steer them.
Yeah.
And you know, there's something about this, or maybe you could try that. And they would argue and argue. Finally, like the moderator would say, sorry, you know, you've got to listen instead of, no, this is the point where you listen.
Wow, that's amazing.
And, you know, I just came up here because I thought somebody would want to, you know, take this and license it from me. You know, we're kind of looking at each other.
You think people really do wake up in the morning thinking, You know, I'm gonna be rich in about 2 weeks.
Well, you know, I do, and I really think sometimes some of the programming on television that people buy into.
Yeah, reality TV has not been good for the world.
Oh, it's not reality.
Reality
at
TV
all.
is not the marketplace, folks. And of course, that's one of the reasons why I don't like Shark Tank. I don't watch it. I don't recommend the other people watch it.
I don't either. Way back at the beginning, I was actually asked to do that, and I actually refused.
Good for you. I'm proud of you. I'm not surprised either. Hey, Debbie, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Oh, you know I will. I'm so proud to be part of your show and to be with you always.
We couldn't do without you. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, DebbieMeyer.com. Don't forget to check her out on HSN. You'll want to see her beautiful face there selling green boxes and cake cutters. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.